Padres and the Reds on Wednesday. Jolys Chacín has been terrific at home, but just two pitches into the game, Chacín falls behind.
Peraza with a one ball, no strike count. Chacín with a wind to kick and the pitch, and it's a swing, and it's a drive, and it's back in left, and it's gone. 1-0 Cincinnati on the second pitch of the afternoon. He doesn't hit a whole lot of them, but I got news for you. When he does, there is no question that the ball will land beyond the wall, wherever it might be. And his second home, third home run of the year, and the Reds have taken a 1-0 lead.
Pitch to the plate, lifted high and deep to right center field. Renfroe running back to the track, jumps, can't get it. Home run, Joey Votto, into the San Diego Beach area. Votto, number 19 on the year, has put the Reds up 2-0.
Strike is called, and Barnhart knew it. Now the stretch in the pitch. And here's a bunt back to the mound. Chacín goes to his second, the throw to first. That's a double play. That was tailor-made, bunted right back to the pitcher. They go 1-6-3, and that's the way the inning ends. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Reds 2, and San Diego nothing. And this game is tied up. He got into that baby big time. Straight away left, above the upper deck. In fact, he hit the facing of the little area of seats right below the video screen in left field. Hunter Renfroe's 14th home run, and here in the sixth inning, we start from scratch. It's 2-2.
The pitch. Ground ball, right side, base hit, right field. Kivlahan to the ball. Comes up throwing, the run will score, cut off by Votto, throw to second, not in time, 3-2, Padres.
You can't blame the Reds if they are dying to get back to Great American Ballpark in the very near future. Following Wednesday's 4-2 setback to the Padres, the Reds have now dropped 9 straight games on the road. Here is Cincy skipper Brian Price.
A couple of walks to start the inning, and then, you know, kid that's hurt us, Cordero, you know, hits a ball through the right side for a base hit that gives them the lead, and we end up getting a situation where bases loaded and that high chopper tips off Michael's glove and it slows the ball down. You know, potential inning-ending double play. And he's trying to make that play and get the lead out at the plate. I mean, I don't fault him for making an effort on that play. You break it down and go, if it just gets over his glove, maybe it's rolling right over the bag. Maybe Peraza or Scooter are able to make that play and turn that into a double play. I don't know. You know, but they're able to, you know, to grab those four runs in over the seventh and eighth inning and, you know, took a 2-0 game to a 4-2 game. We weren't able to do anything off their bullpen.
Amir Garrett had his struggles before today, including with injuries. He was cruising along, gives up the 2-run home run, but overall 6 innings, 2 runs has to be a step in the right direction.
That's a big step. You know, it's a necessary step. You know, I think that's the thing here is that you know, with young pitchers, you know, you want to give them the opportunity to grow and improve. And in the same respect, you don't want to reward, you know, huge struggle. And I think it's been a pretty big struggle since he went down and came back up. And this was a great sign for him. I think that he's a great kid. He's a great worker. You know, everybody pulls for Amir to do well. And I think that was certainly a step in the right direction because he was throwing 3 pitches over the plate for strikes, and he was on the attack. The kid that hits the homer, you know, he hits a homer. You know, he's got – the kid's got power. He's that's his 14th homer on the year. You guys going to hit homers. Beyond that, I thought he just threw a beautiful game.
You guys have been a streaky club, good side, bad side. Tough road trip, obviously. Imagine you have the confidence that you can bounce back and put the streak together and get back towards 500.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, I was talking to Marty about it earlier today. It's like one step forward, one step back. You know, we're just a teeter-totter team. We're not a, you know, a team that plays 500 ball in a month because we win 2, lose 2, win, you know, right. Win 1, lose 1. We win 3 or 4 or 5, and then we lose, you know, we have a pocket where we lose, you know, 7 out of 8. And that I don't know I don't have an answer for that. I know we play a lot better at home, and I know that we're really looking to, you know, to get, build strength in the starting rotation, so we're keeping those runs off the board early, you know, and not having to deal with the deficits. And, you know, it's really been the bane of our season to this point is, digging ourselves out of holes. And we played some good games in this, in the six games. However, you know, we lost all six, and that's not a good sign.
Amir Garrett certainly deserved a better fate as he took a 2-0 lead into the sixth inning, but that was wiped away on a monstrous home run by the Padres' Hunter Renfroe. Garrett settled for a no decision following six innings of two-run ball with eight strikeouts.
It was definitely a step forward. You know, I felt like I'm able to locate all my pitches. That's how I was doing. I felt like I was back to my normal self. You know, I made a mistake to Renfroe in there in the sixth, but, you know, stuff like that happens. But I feel like if I'm able to do what I did today and, you know, at the beginning of the season, I can pitch with the best of them. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we got the loss today, but, you know, it's definitely a step forward for me today.
Keeping the ball down, one of the keys, obviously.
Keeping the ball down, you know, locating my changeup and my slider, you know, getting my slider to break the way it's supposed to and not hang it. And, you know, that was a big key for me today, you know, just trusting Tucker, you know, trusting my pitches, just go forward from here.
You make any kind of mechanical adjustments to get that slider right?
Teddy came to me the other day. He said I was flying open a little too much and trying to yank it a little bit. And a few days ago, I was working on that, you know, limiting my stride, not getting out there too much. And, when I just shortened my stride, I can locate the ball as much as anywhere I want. And then, you know, not flying open to cause my slider to, you know, keep it out of the zone, you know, keeping that tight, you know, I'm able to throw it where I want.
Before the start, I mean, you'd had kind of a rough month, a couple bad games, and then the injury stuff and all that. Is it nice to kind of just get one that makes it feel like all that stuff is in the past now?
Yeah, you know, it feels good. I feel like I'm my normal self right now, and I'm just going to go forward from here. You know, hopefully we get some starts, you know, and from all of us, you know, swing along some really good starts and just turn it around, you know, just go from here.
The Reds will look to bounce back beginning Friday night after they enjoy an off day on Thursday.